In August 2020, the then Minister for Better Regulation, Kevin Anderson, announced that the government was revamping how it regulates shared accommodation and boarding houses to improve the rights and responsibilities of tenants. The Boarding Houses Act was to be replaced with a Shared Accommodation Act. 2 years and two ministers later, there's no sign of the new act. The new Minister for Fair Trading, Victor Dominello, wasn't available for an interview. In a written response to our questions, a spokesperson for New South Wales Fair Trading wouldn't say when the proposed shared accommodation bill would be tabled. They did say the government was committed to implementing recommendations contained in an earlier review of the 2012 Boarding Houses Act. Key recommendations from that review include strengthening occupancy rights, including minimum notice periods, and fire safety and overcrowding standards that would apply to a range of shared accommodation premises, including backpacker hostels. Tenancy advocates and opposition parties are frustrated by the lack of action. New South Wales Greens MP and spokesperson for housing, Jenny Leong, says the delay is symptomatic of the government's lack of interest in renters and social housing.
I think we need to really question whether or not the government is taking the rights of renters, the rights of people living in boarding houses, seriously, and whether we can take what Kevin Anderson said all those years ago as what is going to happen now, given we've had multiple ministers since that point, and as you identified, very little movement or public involvement in where we're at from here.
Earlier this year, the Greens called on the government to buy existing privately owned boarding houses and run them as social housing. The spokesperson for New South Wales Fair Trading told Razor's Edge that isn't on the agenda. Leong explains why the Greens think it should happen, along with changes to current regulations.
So what we've seen is real concerns around the state of boarding houses in New South Wales. We know that there are serious issues around compliance, safety concerns, and we saw the tragic loss of life in a Newtown boarding house recently. What we need to see is the government recognising that this cannot continue. They've recognised this for future boarding houses, but there is a whole lot of historical boarding houses that aren't captured under these new provisions that would mean that they need to be run outside of the private market.
The government is drafting a bill, the Shared Accommodation Act, to replace the existing Boarding House Act. What are you hoping will be in the Act? What changes exactly do you want to see?
What we need to see is a recognition that people living inside boarding houses, people that are tenants, need to have a whole lot of protections and rights that recognise the risks to them and that recognise the absolute challenges around oversight of boarding houses. People are accessing boarding houses because they are in usually very complex mental health or physical health needs, because they are suffering as a result of other complexities in their life, or they don't have access to the kind of money to be able to engage in the private rental market.
And as I understand it, this proposed act, which we haven't seen yet, is going to expand the definition of people that it will cover. So it'll be shared housing, I guess like student housing, maybe co-living. Is that appropriate to think to mix those in with boarding houses?
What we know is that there has been a failure to recognise the complexities around share housing and boarding houses and people that are living in them when it comes to our Residential Tenancies Act and when it comes to the framework for housing. It's very important that the role and the responsibilities of landlords when it comes to dealing with share houses and boarding houses is put front and centre, and that needs to be looked at. But the question that needs to be put back on the government is, does this provide the protection necessary for those tenants? And will we ensure that issues around safety concerns, overcrowding, and an attempt to profit out of the uninhabitable living conditions that some are subjected to continue? Or will this legislation actually seek to address that?
ALP Shadow Minister for Housing, MLC Rose Jackson, is also sceptical of the government's commitment to improving the situation for boarding house residents and those living in shared accommodation.
I would not be surprised if we don't see action on this before the end of this parliamentary cycle. I think this is a low priority for the government and they're not going to look at it, and I think that's a real shame.
Jackson supports specialised legislative responses to the management of boarding houses and, depending on the details in the proposed act, supports broadening the Act to include a range of shared accommodation facilities. She also wants more protections for people who face eviction.
They are different to the residential rental market, you know, and there are different issues separate to what's contained in the Residential Tenancies Act, which oversees our private rental market. So I think that it's appropriate in a way that we have a specialised response to the challenges thrown up by boarding houses. That Act needs updating. It needs modernising. It needs additional protections for people who are living in boarding houses. I think all of that stuff needs to be done with some urgency. And I don't really know what the delay is, other than the New South Wales government doesn't care about those people. And I think that's a real shame.
And what about the principle that this Act is broadening out, I guess, the category of people who would be covered? So we've got boarding houses, maybe some kind of co-living premises. Does it make sense to have boarding houses linked in with those other kinds of accommodation?
Look, I think it does if, you know, you're able to ensure that there are, you know, some specializations within the Act, the different experiences. I do think that a number of those other experiences, as you said, share houses and other forms of kind of cohabitation, have often fallen below the regulatory radar. They've kind of operated in this real grey area where people living in that way have not had a lot of recourse. And I think that's been a real problem. You know, there's a lot of exploitation that can go on. There's a lot of substandard accommodation that is provided. So I do support the idea that we have a comprehensive legislative regulatory response to people that are living in the full variety of shared accommodation spaces. Obviously, yes, there does need to be, you know, some differences between, say, a co-living arrangement for over 55 women in regional New South Wales, a boarding house in the middle of Sydney, and, as you say, maybe shared accommodation that students are in. But I think that that's all possible. I think that, you know, we are well capable of ensuring that, to the extent that those things are different, that that's captured and everyone's protected within the Act. But I support the idea that we have a full response to shared accommodation in a specialised Act that ensures that the more and more people that are living in those arrangements, because they cannot afford private rental market dwellings on their own, have got good protection. That is really important to me.
And does that cover eviction? As I understand it, you can be given as little as a week's notice from a boarding house, whereas, you know, with private rental market, it's, I think, what, 6 to 9 weeks?
Yeah, that's right. I do think there is a problem with the eviction notice requirements in the Shared Accommodation Act as it currently stands, and I would be interested in seeing whether there were some additional protections that could be put in as part of the review. Labor doesn't have a formalised position on that. We have a specific position in relation to no grounds eviction in the Residential Tenancies Act, but you're absolutely right. In the sort of boarding house situation, it's 7 days. It's pretty obvious to me that's going to leave a lot of people really in the lurch and probably isn't enough.
Are the problems bedeviling the boarding house sector symptomatic of a bigger problem with the entire housing market? Jenny Leong again.
We need to recognise that boarding houses are there to fill a gap, and partly that boarding house gap is as a result of a failure of a public housing system that actually has a waiting list that is way too long. That's not going to be solved by legislation. That's going to be solved by investment in more affordable and public housing.